Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So people are having trouble getting in on Twitch.
Twitch playing up again, is
yes.
it? Yas. Yas Queen. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes sometimes.
They'll find us somehow.
Right, Alan Bezek. Oh, I've heard this. Where's the link? Well, you've not put the link in, mate.
I know you don't click links. It's worth a listen. So it's from the 4th of January and at 25 minutes 38.
Oh, so I've got to go find it. Mm-hmm. I know the call that you're referring to. It's a good call. All right, we'll do it. BBC Sounds. Schedules. That's what we're on. Manchester. 4th. Let's come over here. Down by my feet.
George. It is George. Of course it's George.
25 minutes and 38 seconds. It is a good call.
Sorry for the gapage there. Hopefully that did not reach TOS.
Fabulous. The thing is about that one...
Already, and don't need people like me mouthing off at them.
There we go.
But Ofcom are also considering adding political opinion about which bunch of clowns we want running the country. Surely, if we can't have political debate, we might as well get rid of the government and just put a dictator in. How do, Tony?
This is a good call.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Happy New Year.
And what we'd like to talk about, Tony?
You know the blind people.
All of them.
You know the blind people.
Live on their own.
Yes.
Can the manufacturers of tinned food not make it easy for them to recognise what they're opening?
This is great. This is great. I love Alan's show so much. He's been on form since he came back. There we go.
I suppose they could.
Well, why haven't they?
This guy's got such a real attitude. Well, why haven't they?
I mean, sometimes we do sound surly, your Mancunian, and we don't mean to, but I think he is surly.
He did a line on the show last night, and I thought, that's Kath. There's loads of calls about hemorrhoids. And a guy phoned in and said, well, of course, the reason that we have hemorrhoids is one of the prices we have to pay for walking upright. And it's all about blood vessels and stuff. He said, okay. He said, I personally got hemorrhoids from drinking too much. And Alan, like that, went, well, where were you putting it? And I just thought, oh, that's Kath. Straight away. And then there was another call about hemorrhoids, and this guy phoned up and said, I don't have hemorrhoids. I have the opposite problem. I've got diarrhea, and it's all of my... That was it.
I wouldn't think that was an opposite problem. Surely it should be something going...
No, well, because hemorrhoids are caused by straining too much.
Okay, all right.
He said, I've got diarrhea, and my parents had it, and I've kind of inherited it off them. And he went, well, you've what? Are you saying that somehow your parents have passed diarrhea down to you? He said, yeah, it's in my genes. And Alan went, what? It's in your DNA? He said, no, it was a joke, Alan. Okay, very good. It's in my genes. Are we broadcasting? Because the chat is dead.
Barely.
I mean...
I've just had to come out. I keep getting kicked out.
Twitch is down for most people. Is there anybody here?
Del Stokes is. It's too hot.
Del Stokes is a cheeky little boy. Well, we'll carry on doing this. Here we go. It's fine for Harsh.
Well, as long as Harsh is here, we got a show.
Take an awful lot of organising, because they'd have to get a universal system, and the number of different products on the market in tins, it would have to be a very, very, very elaborate system.
Well, runs in my genes, or it's in my genes. Runs in the family is the other gag. In my genes, it's in my genes.
No one says runs in my genes.
Yeah, it's in my genes. So that is the joke, Cameroon.
I think we're giving it a little bit too much thinking time.
But thank you, Cameroon. Thank you, Cameroon.
I was thinking about just like one pit on the top of the lid.
I like this guy because he says pips.
Pip.
Yeah.
Might say soon.
Oh, by the way, Roger, right, Roger's blind.
Roger, so, Roger, how can you tell whether it's beans or peas?
Well, have a listen to this, Roger. This guy's got a plan to help you.
Food. Not make it easy for them to recognise what they were opening.
I suppose they could.
Well, why haven't they?
Well, why haven't they?
No. So he said it, but why haven't they? Yeah.
It would take
the
an
emphasis
awful
on the posh... H.
Yeah. Out of organising, because they'd have to get a universal system, and the number of different products on the market in
Cameroon. I tell you what, why don't you fuck off? Oh, excuse me. Oh, you're lucky. I can't time you out, Cameroon. It's in your genes. I'm recounting a story from a phone-in show. And you want to hammer it home, go and watch another channel.
Also, if you're going to be a smart ass, spell diarrhea properly.
Yeah, exactly. That? You're not even a sub. You're nothing to me.
Anyway.
In tins, it would have to be a very, very, very elaborate system.
Well, I was thinking about just like one pit on the top of the lid. Pits. But say soon. Two pits would be... Three pits could
yes
be boot, so on and so
on. Yeah, well, that is possible, but you'd soon run out of room for your pips.
Well, hang on, Alan. Five pips would be suffice to say it's vegetable or fruit. One's a soup, two's a vegetable, three's a tin of beans.
Right, but you say it means a tin of beans, but it might be a tin of peas.
I apologise, Cameroon, for telling you to F off, but you're being a pain in the bum, but I apologise for that. That was too much.
Might be a tin of carrots. Might be a tin of sprouts.
No, I don't mean it that way.
Well, that's why I was looking for...
Tin sprouts. Sprouts.
There we go. We got there in the end.
What way do you mean it?
If you want a tin of fruit... they get three pips on top.
Three pips.
Got a tin of soup.
Right, so you...
I haven't heard a pip for ages, but I can feel it on my finger as he says pip. I can feel me rubbing my finger on a pip.
Braille, you mean? Is he trying to invent Braille?
Yeah, so exactly. I feel
like having a tin of soup. So I feel like I'm blind. I feel like having a tin of soup. So I'll go to the cupboard. I'll put my hand in the cupboard, or I'll go to the supermarket shelf.
I like how his thought process is: I'm blind. I feel like having a tin of soup.
Yes, dude. Sorry. Go and do it quick.
Take it down for it. One pip. Now, is that tomato or is that chicken?
You're such a noisy crawler.
Chicken? Is that octail? Is that vegetable? Is that?
No, come on, because it's lights out, please. Come on.
Scotch broth? Is it?
That's a soup.
What?
That's a soup. That's
well, it's a soup.
Person.
Well, not to decide what to have to... When you're deciding...
Luckily no one's watching tonight after that faux pas on my part.
What to have for a meal, do you just pick the headline, I'll have vegetables. Fine. What vegetables were they? It doesn't matter, I just want vegetables. Okay, do you want potatoes? Yes, they're vegetables. Do you want carrots? Yes, they're vegetables. Do you want asparagus? Yes, that's a vegetable.
Why is the assumption that blind people eat more things out of tins than everybody else?
Do you not want to decide which vegetables
lazy.
To have?
They're too lazy to even look.
No. I want to open a tin of soup instead of a tin of fruit.
Well, of course you do, but do you not want to be able to decide which soup, or do you want that to be decided randomly?
Good night, darling.
No, I just need a tin of soup to start. Don't care what soup.
Okay, so... Well, well you don't... Well, all right, so you want to choose soup rather than fruit, and as far as you're concerned, that is enough information.
Sorry, say that again.
So you...
Right, is there anybody here? Let's see how many people are here. Because I'm just thinking, if there's no one here, I'm going to bed. It says on my screen 446 viewers, right? But I can't. Is it working? I'm going to go into Twitch. I'm going to log into Twitch. I'm going to go.
I keep getting booted out.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know if I can get booted out. If I go to right, let's go to Twitch. Right. Because if there's no one here, I'm going to bed. Let's look at the homepage. Oh look, James Buckley is playing. Right. But it does. Right. Let's have a little look see here.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
Exactly. So, James is playing, right?
Well done.
I'm back.
I hate this map more than I hate...
I like that. Alright, so he's playing. I can't see now but the screen and chat. What else is there to see? Dan is streaming. Can't click on Dan. Can't get into Dan. Okay.
So shall we wait until we can and then do the boosties and just do like a few more
She's having trouble.
In the meantime, I feel like that's probably the
I'm
best idea.
I'm going to say, how many people has she got? Hello.
Hello. Most of you should be able to see
we are streaming.
Or get involved
as
it,
well.
So.
Are you also having...
Thanks, Bart. Woohoo! Mama B has audio back. Welcome back.
Issues.
All right, more GeoGuessr it is. I don't know why I'm waiting for an answer when...
It won't let me chat. It won't let me chat.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay. Look at the state of that front page.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go and find a Just Chatting post. Category doesn't exist. Just Chatting doesn't exist.
We're here in nowhere, everyone. Oh.
James is gone.
Cass said hello.
James is gone. James Buckley's gone.
Oh, God.
What the hell? Let's go to Random British Dude. He's there.
He's there.
Okay, I don't know how long it takes to turn one sand into one glass.
I can't chat. Chat is gone. Well,
we have got it, guys. We're going to have...
This is... Well, then let's take a load off. Let's take a load off. We'll just do what we do. We'll just see. Let's take a load off.
What does that mean?
It means we take a load off. It means no stress. No stress.
Hello, Raymond.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Raymond. Oh, I bet. All right, I've got to change this.
There he is.
Hi there.
Hello, Raymond.
don't know if you can see yourselves.
We can see ourselves.
Hi, us.
Yous are streaming, but it has been very wonky.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Raymond? What should we do?
Hard to say. It's probably the second that you decide to stop, it'll all work fine.
Of course.
So,
I tell you what, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. If you tell me what the number is, we carry on. If you get it wrong, we stop.
5.
Carrying on with the show. Thank you very much for your input, Raymond. It is appreciated. Let's go. We don't want loads of calls just saying we can hear you, we can't hear you. We're cool. Let's go to this guy.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hello. Okay, I'm going to take an unknown. I'm doing it. No, they bottled it. Okay.
Silence.
Please hold.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I was just going to let you know it was working, but I've also got other ammunition if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's have it.
Do it.
Okay, first of all, Ian, I think you should go to bed if you're tired. I've also got a quiz.
Not forfeiting.
I've also got a quiz.
Let's do the quiz.
So, you got annoyed with proper quizzes, so I've made up a quiz where you know, yesterday when you said, what's objectively the top 5 Bee Gees songs, and I got it wrong.
Yes.
It's a bit like that, except it's things I like.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm in with that.
So it's like an impossible quiz, but if you get it right, more respect, I suppose. Who knows?
Oh, all right. Let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's the best cheese?
Are we writing this down or shouting it out?
I never think that far ahead. I think we can thrash that out now. Oh,
I can't even play ads or anything. Jesus, weird. No, all right.
Don't swear.
What is the best cheese?
Yeah, what's the best
cheddar?
I think you're going to say
a Pilgrim's Choice, a strong cheddar.
I reckon you're a Leerdammer man.
Cathedral City.
Ian's got that one. It is cheddar.
Yeah, it's a strong cheddar as well, right?
It is strong cheddar. Yeah.
Which one do you go for?
Extra mature Pilgrim's Choice. Which
is what I bought today.
Is that the one?
They've made it in a smaller pack, haven't they, to use less plastic, but it looks like less cheese. And even though they say it's the same amount of cheese, I'm still thinking, yeah, but it looks like less cheese. This is bull.
What I do is I weigh them all just to make sure. The new pack's Black for Danger. I like that as well.
Yes. When I was a kid, we used to call it ticklish cheese, me and my mum, because it would tickle on your tongue.
Oh, yeah. I had a very strong cheddar over Christmas, and it was a little bit, it had like crunchy bits in.
Yeah, you can get that nutty.
Mm.
Right. 1-0.
No, that's not it, Kath. That's not right.
Well, I'm posher than you, so...
What? That's knob cheese.
Not sure about that.
Knob cheese?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, mate.
Unfortunately.
I feel a bit sick now.
Yeah.
What's the best football team?
Spurs.
United.
No, they're all shit. Football shit.
Okay.
Trick question.
I like it.
So that's none. How many times have I been to see Iron Maiden live?
6.
He's never been to see Iron Maiden, doesn't like him.
It's 8.
Okay, all right, give you that.
I do like him. I like him a lot, actually.
I've seen them once, and I've sat next to... I went to see a play, Jerusalem. Good play, long play, good play. And there's an aeroplane sound effect in it. And the guy next to me went... he leant over to me and he went, that's... Boeing 629. I looked at him, I went, all right, nice one, thanks, mate. And I looked forward, and I thought, oh shit, that's Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden sat next to me. And it was, yes, Bruce Dickinson. Yeah, he turned to me in a theatre to point out the name of the aeroplane sound effect that was being played.
He's the fella that owns that big bomb, isn't he, in Milton Keynes?
Yeah.
Not Milton Keynes.
He's a nice lad.
Did he touch you? Did he tap you?
No, I think he just leant over. So we're sat in the theatre.
That's a shame. That's a shame. That's how you get his power, like Jesus.
Right, no, he didn't. He just went, that's a Boeing. We hadn't spoken at all. I didn't know he was with his missus, and I was with, I can't remember who I was with.
He thought you were the sort, that's why.
Did you have a notebook? He thought
he was a plane spot. That's binoculars.
He's a registered commercial airline pilot.
He flies 666, doesn't he? He flies like a jumbo to Iceland with fans on, and they go and do a concert, and they fly back.
Yeah, I saw the documentary. It's worth a watch.
I don't really, not really my cup of tea. You know, I know Run to the Hills, which is a great song, and I saw
Run
to the hills, run to your life.
It's about the plight of the Native Americans. Yeah,
friend went to took me to see them. It was a great, of course, it was a great show. I didn't know any of the songs, but it was a great show.
They're no Kiss though, are they?
No.
Oh, Catherine.
Carry on. It's 1-1.
First of all, with the wrong cheese, and now slagging off Iron Maiden.
I really love you, baby.
Thanks, but this is not an appropriate time.
It would never work.
Number four. Am I afraid of spiders?
No.
Yeah.
Catherine's right. I am afraid of spiders, but I still deal with them.
Well, that's not a real fear, then.
That's true courage.
That's
that.
Not fear.
That's true courage. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Thank you, Catherine. That's what I.
That's how I approach life.
Lots of people have been trying to tweet you both. Who cares? We're doing this. Wrestling fan 87. Lots of people have been trying to tweet you both. Well, first of all, have they been trying to tweet us?
They have tweeted.
Or have they tweeted
they
us?
They tweet.
Are you saying that we've got a load of tweets, but there are also people that haven't been able to tweet, but they've really, really been trying to tweet?
Yeah.
I
think the past tense of tweet should be twat.
Well, that was David Cameron, wasn't it, on Christian O'Connell's show?
Oh, was it?
Too many tweets make a twat.
Oh, no, am I getting my material from
it? Yeah.
Sadly, yes, yeah. And it's old.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway, Lee, back to you.
Yeah, okay, sure. Who are the best folk/pop band in the world?
Folk/pop?
Proclaimers.
No.
Birds.
Nope.
Delamitri.
Chaz and Dave.
Catherine's got it.
Yes, I have.
Catherine wins. I haven't got any more questions. I'm not that interested.
That's it. Well, we're out of... So that's 2-0, and we're out of quizzes. No more quizzes.
Good. Oh, that wasn't a real quiz, but yeah, sure.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
My knees. Hold on a minute. Oh. Oh, I gave up. It's all gone wrong. I have no quiz.
Good.
And I can't see you, bizarrely.
Because I've got. You won't be able to because I've got another camera open. So I've got another. I've got Zoom open.
Oh, imagine us and imagine us looking gorgeous, not knackered.
I can see you, but you're about a minute or two delayed. just over there.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we look a lot like those guys, but we're a bit further on.
Yeah. Time travel.
Yeah.
What did I call? Yeah, no, I called for just to give you a technical update, but you've had that already. But the app is just not working at all. And the internet via the computer is kind of patchy on and off. You're there for about a minute and then it disappears.
Everyone seems to be having the same thing. I've got kind of my internal Twitch where I've got all my control buttons. Most of them are missing. It's buggered. Twitch gets buggered from time to time.
Yeah.
They're probably doing an update or something. I don't know. Or they've been hacked by the Russians. We'll go on for a bit. you know, we'll go on. Yeah.
I mean, the really bad news is David Turner's finally managed to get into the chat.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
There goes the neighbourhood.
Jesus, David Turner's. How are you doing, Paul? You're right. You sent me a message and I don't think I replied to it. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's just fine. It's been
a busy day. I did the college and I had to go and get the boys and it's been one of those days. How are you doing?
Mixture. Yesterday was not a good day for me. I was watching a Twitch stream when it all kicked off over the road. And yeah, that's just brought up a whole load of stuff for me that I worry about. But
may I be presumptuous and ask, when you say a whole load of stuff that you worry about, do you mean the seemingly inevitable rise of racism? Is that part of it?
And it's a thing I've been wrestling with for a while. You know, in all of the movies and stuff, and you're taught to believe that if you're good, good things will happen and all of that. And I still genuinely believe that what you put out comes back to you. But the good guys are not winning. And it makes me sad on quite a fundamental level, quite a lot at the moment with everything else that's going on. It makes me sad with a big S. And I'm struggling with that a little bit. But nonetheless, you know, I've been very lucky throughout all of this COVID business and been quite busy. And, you know, we still have a roof over our heads and all of that, which is wonderful. I follow closely on and tweet quite vigorously on the other account about what's going on in the world, and I'm deeply frustrated with where we are and what's going on.
Yeah.
Deeply. Anyway, yeah. I was just on my knees getting some rechargeable batteries to play an old Wii game.
Can't you afford them?
That's terrible.
Yeah, I was gonna play Wii and have you in my left ear, and then what
are you gonna play on the Wii?
I've just, again, Twitch nostalgia has brought me back to Zelda Twilight Princess, which I really loved playing the first time and probably the second time. And so I started again a few weeks ago, and I've been, you know, dipping in and out. But the survivalists, thank you for being a part of introducing me to that. Fantastic game.
That's your cup of tea, is it? Yeah.
I was playing it, and then it was 5 a.m. suddenly.
Wow, there you go. That's a good sign.
That is a good sign, isn't it?
I'm glad you enjoy it. I sent you that. I recommended that you watch that Frank Zappa documentary simply because he's very Marmite, and I think he was, but the one of the key kind of characters in this documentary is his timpanist, and she's great, and she talks about being at Berkeley, I think, and in the 60s, and she's a timpanist, and she was using a piano. And she got bollocked for using. First of all, she was using a piano when no one should have been playing that piano, and she was playing Zappa. And the guy came and said, "Well, that is not music, and you should not be playing that piano." And that's when she realised that she was on the dividing line. That was when she realised she had to make a choice between the old world and the new world, and she kind of made the jump over into the new world with Zappa, and she's in it quite a lot, and I just thought that you might get a kick out of seeing a timpanist talking about her experience in that. I don't think you necessarily need to be a fan of Zappa. I like some of his 60s and about half of his 70s work. Then from about 77 onwards, I think it's awful. But I find him fascinating. I find his determination fascinating.
George.
And
George.
I don't know. You might get something out of it.
I've watched the first 10 or so minutes so far, and then I was too tired, so I went to sleep. But it's highly engaging. a very good friend of mine who, I, according to Twitch, is watching tonight, Brigadoon. He was a big Zappa fan when we were at school together. And yeah, so I was introduced to his music back in the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, fascinating stuff. Very complicated writing.
Yeah, very complicated.
I can see how it would be Marmite for some people.
Yeah, and I think, sure. I think, you know, kind of from about 77 onwards, for a decade, he just goes jazzy. Then after that, he kind of composes big orchestral pieces, and I don't really like those, but I just thought there might be something.
He's one of those people, to me, like Bowie. I don't really get Bowie. I don't really get Dylan that much, but I'm glad they had a go, and I'm glad they're around. Yeah. I'm glad they added to the sort of colour palette that of experiences that people can have, and some people get a real kick
George,
out of them.
George, come wonderful. On, man. Look what you've done. You've shrunk me, blooming. How do you make the picture bigger? He's shrunk. George, absolutely
shrunk his Twitter feed.
Look, I'm going to show you what George has done to me Twitter. How am I supposed to read that?
That is an intervention by the cats.
How do I make that? How do I make it bigger? The fudge do I do there?
Is there a little? Yeah, look. There's a spyglass there in the top. Can you not?
That? No, that's not it. That's security. Oh no! Yes, it is. Here we go. Reset. Okay, now. Oh man, alive. Here we go.
Cats, eh?
Yeah. It's a documentary by Alex Winter, either Bill or Ted, and it's good. It's worth checking out. There's also a good film I saw called Sound of Metal, about a heavy metal drummer who goes deaf. And there's a great speech in there from this deaf guy who's saying, you can spend, you know, years trying to chase a treatment, thousands of dollars trying to chase a treatment, but the silence, that's where God is.
Oof.
Oh, the silence, that's where God is.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, mate. I honestly I would agree with that. That's, you know, many of my most memorable performing experiences have been that. In fact, most recently, with the RSNO at the Proms a couple of years ago, we played the War Requiem, Britain War Requiem, and Peter Ongian, who was conducting, that was his last concert with us.
Oh, really? The mysterious girl guy? I didn't know he was
his brother.
Conductor. Okay, right.
But no, he held the silence at the end of the final movement for it felt like a minute and a half. It was excruciatingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, just incredible. And, you know, because in a way, we spent the whole of that, you know, hour plus preparing for that moment. And, you know, the Albert Hall, it was sold out. That's, I don't know, more than 5,000 people, live radio audience, and everyone was held their breath. It was incredible. I live for stuff like that.
I would have shouted something out.
Can't take him anywhere.
Well,
you will receive the vaccine on Tuesday. Mojo pop party.
But I've been at a couple of concerts, and yeah, there was this guy. We did I forget what it was. And it was one of the Vaughan Williams Symphony. I was in the audience. And again, this beautiful moment of pure meditative silence. And in the midst of this, this guy just went, "Bravo." Yeah. And it was, it's like someone taking a knife and just cutting you violently.
What's the clip? There was a clip, wasn't there, that did the rounds a couple of years ago of a classical concert, and then there was a silence, and then a kid goes, "Wow!"
Yes, that was great.
Yeah.
Ninja with Mullet reminds me, I did watch a lot of stuff recently, David Byrne, American Utopia. David Byrne, lead singer with Talking Heads, did a Broadway show. I think it was on Broadway, which is like a sort of concert, but it was like a performance, and I saw him a few years ago. I've seen him a couple of times, once doing like a straight pop concert, and once where it was choreographed. And I remember a lot of dancing on office chairs. Everyone was on office chairs, and it was beautiful. And American Utopia is a concert that has some Talking Heads songs in, and it also has it's also a political statement on the on just how shit America is at the moment. And he also does, and I don't know the title of the song, Janelle Monáe song, Say Their Name. It's a list of people of colour that have been killed, I'm guessing by the police.
Police brutality.
And he says, you know, he said, I wanted to do this song, and then I, you know, but I understand I'm a white middle-aged guy, so I phoned up Janelle and I said, Janelle, would you mind, if would it be appropriate if I did this song? And she went, hell yeah, we need you to do this song. And he does it. And but the whole show is so beautiful. It's the band is all walking around, it's all strapped to them, and it's the whole thing's a performance, and it's just a joy. And whether you're a fan of his or not, I am, but it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Yeah. So I've been watching that.
Oh, and the Bee Gees. Don't know how into disco you are, Paul. Or well-fitted dentures.
Well, your top five yesterday, and I think I would have probably been able to have named maybe one.
Oh, really?
I'm my world is different. Yeah. Sadly. Anyway.
My lovely guitar teacher and friend, I had to tell her about the Beatles. She's just, you know, she'd been playing proper music from when she was a dot. She just didn't know this stuff that we grown up with. Meanwhile, she's trying to inform me about the stuff that she grew up with, and it's different worlds.
Yeah.
Different worlds.
Yeah. That's the thing, actually. You mentioned the Beatles, and because growing up, my mum we weren't allowed to listen to pop music. So she used to work late on a Thursday night. So between my sister and I, we used to take turns to watch one of the songs on Top of the Pops, and the other would keep an eye out to make sure she wasn't back. So we'd swap. And that's how we got our kind of pop music education. And whenever she was telling us off and, you know, about listening to all of that music, she would sing this song, you know, She Loves You, yeah, yeah. And she used to go a bit crazy. And that was the bad music.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I was doing a Beatles concert in Malaysia, I mean, you know, 10 years ago, maybe. and I realized that this was the Beatles that she was singing.
Wow.
And, you know, the whole concert was incredible. I mean, they wrote some incredible music. And I was surprised how much I knew.
What was the name of this group? It sounds great. I want to check them out. What did you say?
But yeah, I mean, that just puts into perspective how much I knew about all of that kind of stuff.
Did her condemnation of pop music make it all the more delicious and, you know, forbidden fruity? Or actually, was she right? Is it balls compared to the stuff that she was teaching you about?
There's a lot of it that is balls, but I mean, you know, I think it's an important part of any child's experience growing up. There's something in the energetic nature of children turning into young adults that needs that kind of that thing to hold on to as a part of the journey.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of emotional expression and.
I think here's the thing a lot of grown-ups forget is that it's not for you. Some of that stuff isn't for you anymore. It's theirs, and they're allowed to have it, and you're not supposed to like it, and that's cool.
Yeah, and I understand that much more now, looking back and, you know, hearing an old tune, and I'm, you know, sat in the back of my Uber singing along and stuff. it's an important rite of passage, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think that her withholding it made much of a difference to us, but... yeah, I mean, especially when I listen to you two guys talking about all of this stuff, it reminds me of the deficit that exists for me in that way. But I mean, you know, life has filled that with other things, and that's cool.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
Thank you, man.
I like talking to you, Paul. You're a nice fella.
Nice, Paul. I forgot we were doing the show then. Thank you, man. I'll speak to you later on. Tutty bye. I think we had some people in the Zoom at some point, but they might have... No, they've buggered off. There is a link for the Zoom if you want to. Oh no, that's not it, is it? That's the thing. Is it? It seems to be working a little bit better. I've got some of my things back. I wasn't allowed to watch Tiz was. No, we weren't allowed to really watch sort of ITV kids programmes because they were common. I wasn't allowed to watch Game for a Laugh.
I remember my dad take. I had some birthday money and I was going to buy a video to watch, you know, my own video. And I got to the cash point with Muriel's Wedding and my dad took it off me and insisted I have Harry Enfield instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the thing he wanted to watch?
Well, the thing that he thought was more appropriate, I guess. I was about 14, 15. Weird. There are a couple of moments like that. One with some high-heeled shoes. They weren't even high heels, they were like that. And I was probably about, again, probably about 11, 12. And I got to the cash point and then my dad came and showed me up.
Mm. Hey, Jim.
What do you think?
Hey.
Have you got a fan on in there?
Or is it raining?
It's snowing here.
Hang on a minute.
Loud,
hang on.
Bloody loud snow.
Oh, that's coming. Hang on.
My head's, hang on, it might be my mobile phone's next to the cable. There we
go. I'm gonna... No, if I... Well, let's see. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. What else could possibly go wrong? What else could possibly go wrong?
Well, we had some difficulties at first, but we got on the Fire Stick all night, like via the Amazon Fire Stick, so Jess kept that working. But, yeah, really difficult getting on the computer or on mobile.
Hmm.
Very strange.
Twitch is new, I suppose, isn't it? Ish. Oh, he's gone.
He's there.
Oh, here we go. I thought you dropped out. I didn't realise we were playing a game.
We're in.
Got to be playing a game. It's the finale.
All right, let's have it. Let's have it.
Can you see it? Okay, right.
How many of these have we got?
There are five.
All right.
Usual format, five. I've gone to short phrase clues rather than the cryptic stuff that Ian hated. And the usual question of crack or crease.
Okie dokie.
So we go, crack or crease.
Umbrella.
That's a clue, is it?
That is a clue.
So we've got to guess who it is.
And whether it's a crack or a crease. Is it a bum crack or is it some other form of crease? I know it's been a few weeks, but it's a simple format.
Okay. Yep.
Next. Question two. Kiss from a rose.
I mean, come on.
That seals the deal. Yep.
Question three. Underworld.
Okay.
I don't know what underworld means.
I do.
Okay.
Question four. Rock school.
My God.
Question five. 13 going on 30. Crack or crease? Bum crack or some other crease of skin?
I don't know who any of the... I don't know who any of the people are, but go on.
Okay.
Swap. Rihanna. Right. Oh, I thought that was boobs.
Oh, they're all cracks in that case. That was Rihanna, though. I wrote Rihanna.
Yes. Can you have a point for that or no?
He can have a point for Rihanna.
But none for Crease, because that is definitely a crack.
Right, so they're all cracks then. Those pants are ridiculous.
Seal.
That's seals.
All cracks. They're all cracks. He's gone crack crazy.
It's a crack special.
Yeah, they're all cracks.
The three, Kate Beckinsale from the Underworld
movies.
That is
some crack.
That is crack.
You've put Crease, but you put Beckinsale, okay.
You've put Cory Lady.
Yeah, from like the Underworld.
Oh, I like your thinking.
Number four, Jack Black. School
Jack
of
Black's
Rock.
Crack.
Jack Black.
Oh, you put Gene Simmons.
Well, because, yeah, okay, you put the wrong name down.
Number five, Jennifer Garner.
Okay, that's a crack.
I don't know who that is, but that's a crack.
Actress, she was married to Ben Affleck.
Yes.
There you go.
Seven, Catherine won.
6 out of 10 for you, monsieur.
Catherine won it. Beautiful, beautiful cracks. Beautiful cracks. It's 3-0. It's a shame it's 3-0 because there is a chance we may have to abort tonight. We may have to abort tonight, in which case the scores would be reset. Just flagging that up early.
Of course.
Thank you, Jim.
No worries. Have a good one.
Thanking you very much indeed.
Hi there, I'll call back. Hi there, I'll call back.
Hi there, I'll call back.
Hi there, I'll call back.
Hang on. I'll call back.
I'll go first. Here we go, I'll go first.
Hi there, I'll call back.
That's your turn.
Hi there, I'll call back.
You can do it better than that.
Hi there, I'll call back.
There we go. You won't, because we're going to call you back. Oh. Jessica is not online.
She'll call back, she said.
Oh.
She makes the rules.
Let's see who this is. Oh. Hello?
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 Hey, how you doing?
Hiya.
Hello.
You're on our stream. Imagine it. Dreams can come true. Hi. You're on our stream. You're doing it professionally. You got one headphone on the ear. The other's behind the ear.
He's made everything misty. We can't see the room.
It. We don't know what's going on in the room. We just get little glimpses of your room when you move your arm. And I can see it is messy. I can see that is a messy room.
I would like that filter on my life permanently.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Good. What can we do for you this evening?
Nothing much. Just wanted to say hi.
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 What's your name?
John.
John, do you want to fight?
Yeah.
Do you know martial arts?
No.
Okay, I do. I know martial arts. I know the karate, the kung fu, and the judo, but I wouldn't use the judo because it's rubbish. What are you doing? Is this the first time you found out this rubbish, this nonsense?
Yes.
And how could we make it better? You're young. You understand online streaming and Twitch and YouTube and all that better than us old people.
Should we be
do.
Doing more dancing, you know, like on TikTok and that?
Yeah, do dancing.
All right. I think we can do that.
Okay.
It has to be done.
Okay. Could you show us some moves, John?
No, not really.
John's not your name, is it?
Yeah.
Prove it. Spell it.
It's my name.
Spell it.
J-H-O-N.
Oh, that's an unusual spelling.
Yeah, I know.
Jahan.
Yeah. It's actually Indian.
Oh, are you Indian?
Yeah.
Didn't realise that.
Why is your username Toby?
Because that's my online name.
Ah, I see.
It's spelled, Toby's spelled T-B-O-Y.
Yeah.
To be. Or not to be.
Indeed.
Toby or not Toby. What do you reckon you can do better than us?
I don't know.
Say it. Go on, say it.
Go on.
Say it.
Nothing.
Say it!
No.
Why are you goading this boy?
Because I've just got a feeling
I'm
that...
I'm a bit bullied.
I've got a feeling that Jahan has got something for us.
Do I?
What's it say down here that we can't see?
Oh, I don't know. Does it say something?
Yeah.
What does it say at the bottom of your screen?
Probably just about my webcam, because I'm using my phone.
Ah, okay. So do you stream, or do you just watch streamers?
Watch streamers.
Yeah. What kind of stuff are you into?
Late night podcast alternative, that's it.
You've come to the right place.
Why is everything there probably is a reason. I like the way that things are slightly in the wrong order. Well, you are here late alternative night podcast.
Yeah,
this is it. Ask us anything.
Don't know.
We have nearly 90 years of life on this earth between us. Yeah. Okay, we have seen, smelt, tasted, touched things you can't even begin to imagine. Okay, so you can ask us anything, and we will answer it.
I have got a question.
Here we go.
Would you end the stream right now?
No.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
That was a waste of a question. Why, of course, we're not going to end the stream right now. Why would we do that? It doesn't make any sense.
Do you also know who Vice President Madziva is?
Vice President Madziva? I don't know. I bet he's a white supremacist or something. No, I don't know.
No.
Who is he?
It's a she.
There we go. That's the patriarchy. This isn't a 47-year-old man. I apologize. I apologize. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. I reckon you'll have to search them up.
No, I can't be bothered.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could tell us. You could tell us.
And then I'll keep it secret for you.
I'm not. Well, it's okay.
It's not normally how conversations work, but cool.
Yeah, it is now how they work.
I like how your confidence is growing during this call. That's making me very happy. Because you were a little bit nervous at the start, and now you're realising there's nothing we can do. Can't tell your mum.
I mean, how do I know that?
Well, I can tell your mum then.
I mean, go ahead.
Might do.
Go on then.
Yep.
I'll wait.
Okay, I'll text her then.
Go on then.
All right, going to do it.
Phone number.
Oh, I'm not going to say it on a stream, am I? Because everyone will be texting her.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
Okay.
Sounding kind of sus.
Were you playing Among Us?
No.
Hey. John is on our stream. Being a dick. Shouldn't he be...
That's not how you spell your, my darling.
Now. All right, I've told her.
Capital I, please.
Don't know. Might be my lights.
Sorry?
I'm going blue. Wait, hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, I know what you're playing at. That's your heart.
It's interesting the name Toby's come up again.
And someone else's face. I mean...
That was an epic call, even though I couldn't hear you at the end. Oh, he couldn't hear us at the end. That's disappointing. Who's this?
Catherine, my darling. Watch old boy.
Did you hear that?
No.
Do you want to play again?
No. Never going to watch it now because of that guy. Ruined it. I would have watched
this
it as well.
This is the weirdest. This is supposed to be the quiz night. Maybe we'll carry quiz night over, but maybe we won't.
Win it.
No, I'm not going to let you. No, I'm not going to let you, my darling. Watch old boy. Hello.
Yeah, hi there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hi, I knew I shouldn't have left a message. And the minute I left it, I thought, why have I left that?
Well, it's a normal thing to do. A lot of people leave messages.
As I say, that last bit of radio was very funny, to be honest.
What radio? What are you listening to?
Well, that's the thing. I've stopped actually watching the stream because I don't want to look at the chat. But I'm very much enjoying listening to it, almost like it was the radio. Okay. I know it's not, but it doesn't matter, does it?
You can watch without the chat, you know. You just collapse it.
I would prefer listening.
I do. I mean, I'm just old school. I know what you mean, Catherine. And I have watched before. And I did call Ian like a few weeks ago, and I actually think we had a misunderstanding because.
Oh, was that when you were really rude to me?
Well, I was watching, and you'd got this face mask on, and it was like, I don't know, Kenny Rogers maybe. This sounds so abstract, and then I was on the line, and I said, oh, that looks really weird, and then you got really offended.
No, that's not what you said.
Oh, wasn't it?
No. Okay. So there has been a misunderstanding. You've misunderstood what you said.
Okay.
You said it wasn't a very good show.
Well, you misunderstood.
No. Well, I've remembered what you said.
you don't even remember
what you said. You think you were talking about a face mask. It wasn't. It was the Daytime Friends logo. And you said it wasn't a very good show.
Oh, I didn't realise. I'm so sorry. I'd listened to the show. Was there an afternoon one and then an evening evening one that day or something.
I think
I've seen the earlier one and really enjoyed it. And then the next one I hadn't sort of really started listening to very much before I called, and I'm so sorry. I've learnt my lesson.
Well, okay, well, it sounds... I mean, there is no... There is no lesson to learn. I mean, and it sounds sarcastic, but the very fact that you thought I got upset because you had talked about a picture of Kenny Rogers shows.
I thought that, yeah, I did. Honestly, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
you were very rude. I'm happy to remind you. I'm very happy to remind you that you were very, very rude.
Oh, well, then I'll take this as an opportunity to say sorry, because I would never want to upset you, Ian. I know you've had a bit of a tough time recently, and
that's
I think that sort of, you know, I've seen your tough times. Well, I've heard your tough times before, and you've always come through. I'm sure you will again. I would hate to contribute to any tough time that you're having.
Oh, God, no, you didn't. Apologize. It wasn't that important.
Oh, okay, all right. What I was actually calling about... Do you want me to carry on?
Yes.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, that kid was great. That's the future right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was so confident. I mean, yeah. I've got a nephew. He's 15. And he's just like that kid. You know, it's all about the computer. He's got, obviously, an extra week off because, you know, he's an exam year kid, so he's not got any set work until maybe even the 18th. So he's just on his, you know, whatever it is, PlayStation and Xbox. But really, it was Paul, listening to Paul, who I associate as being the orchestra guy, and my nephew Jack, he plays the trumpet. And it's kind of quite a weird thing for a 15-year-old kid to be doing. But he loves it. And he said to me the other day, you're not going to go back to school, have you? It's brilliant. It's like, you've not got to sit your exams, have you? He said, no, it's brilliant. I said, oh, are you going to miss anything? He said, I'm going to miss my mates. You know, I miss my mates. He said, I'm going to miss playing my trumpet. And I was like, oh, my God. Because without getting sort of over-sentimental, for his 13th birthday, he just got into...
Okay, I was getting really bored there. 0203-286-6370. Was that rude? I just wasn't listening. So now we're quits. I just realised I was replying to tweets.
Yeah,
and I just thought,
you know that you've lost it there.
Oh, all I heard was a 15-year-old playing a trumpet.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
Imagine if we...
I was doing a doodle.
Okay.
It's kind of trumpetish.
Imagine if we... were forced to perform an erotic dance together. We were forced to do it.
To the tune of? Macarena.
I was going to say Macarena. To the tune of Macarena.
I can't imagine a scenario where you would be forced to do such a thing. But...
Jesus Christ, we get 3 days of schools closed and we get this. Hey, man, how you doing?
How are you? I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm all right. It's a lovely picture of...
it's wallpaper of pictures.
Wallpaper of pictures.
Yeah, I've got grey next to it. It's all nice light.
It's all nice light.
It's all nice light. How are you doing then?
You don't care.
What's up?
No, I do.
You don't care.
I do care.
I'm all right. I'm in a mischievous mood tonight.
No.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. Just chilling out, watching the stream, you know.
Yeah, I do. What's life like for you? Tell me two things that you did today. One good, one bad.
I haven't really done a lot today, actually. I played some games and that was about it.
What did you play?
Doom Eternal.
I found that too hard. I liked the Doom before that, but this one I found it a bit too hard. And I had it set on like baby level, and it was still too hard for me.
Yeah, I have the one above the baby one.
Okay,
one of the last levels, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're playing on PlayStation, obviously.
No, I'm playing on my Switch.
Shut the front door. Really? Is it any good on Switch?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. The graphics aren't as good as what it'd be on like PlayStation or whatever, but it's still runnable and good, yeah.
Me likey, muchos. I've been playing a lot of Oculus Quest recently. The VR. I love the VR. Love the mini. But I get nauseous. Want to throw up when I play it. Makes me feel sick.
So you bought ginger biscuits.
Bought ginger biscuits.
The padding gets a bit too firm against the thing as well.
The old Skullington. Very sweaty in there.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Very sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you feeling about? Are you not? Would you have been doing GCSEs this year?
Yeah.
So you're not doing GCSEs?
No.
How are you feeling about that?
I don't know really. It's kind of just a bit too early to know what I'd think about it, to be honest, because I think GCSEs would be better, but predicted grades. Because on the day, you could have an off day and then not do very well, whatever. But predicted grades, if your teachers know who you are and what they think you would do, might give you a higher mark than what.
Did you do mocks? I can't remember if mocks happened in the end or not.
Yeah, we did mocks in December.
November. And how did they go?
All right. Not too bad. It's because we've had all the time off and it's just been difficult for us to catch up and whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you've been in an impossible situation. Everyone's been in an impossible situation, but yours has been, you know, I've got a 15-year-old nephew who's won't be doing GCSEs this year, and it's probably not going to work to his advantage.
Well, also, you've been built up to it from two, three years ago. We started talking about it, and you're imagining it, and that's what you're aiming for, and then this.
Yeah. All your life, you work up to do your GCSEs, take your tests, whatever, and then you just don't do them.
Do you know what you like? What job you might want to be doing in 10, 15 years time?
No clue.
It's weird. It's funny that because 15 is it took me into my 30s really to know what I wanted to do. You know, being asked at 13, what are you going to study that's going to set you up for the next 10 years? I don't know.
I don't know. I had a really good teacher who said for your GCSEs, just do stuff that you enjoy and you're good at.
Yeah.
And then you could specialise after. Is that what you got?
I don't think I was very good at history, but I did it for GCSE, and I really enjoy it, and I've done pretty well in it. So,
what type of history? What periods? What are you doing?
World War, Germany, World War II, Cold War, and medicine.
Coldplay? Did you say the band?
Cold War. Cold War.
Black Ops, you want to get Black Ops Cold War.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that teaches you all about it.
Yeah, you start playing that and you play the campaign and then you just kind of know everything about it.
It's funny, I lived through the Cold War. I was aware, we all thought we were gonna get bombed by nuclear bombs. The 80s were horrible.
Yeah.
I don't wanna.
Well, it does sound like a more interesting period of history than we got. It was like Industrial Revolution for us and all the boring bits.
Industrial Revolution?
Yeah.
I had the bloody Agricultural Revolution, crop rotation.
Flipping it, mate.
That sounds pretty dull.
It is.
It was dull.
Yeah. I mean, that is helpful in history, but I wouldn't want to learn about it.
Nah, it's not the most exciting thing, is it?
Nah, a bit. Nah, it's not very good, though. Let's learn good, but they're going to have to learn about and whatever, because it's only 100 years ago that happened, so good to know about history.
I've got a conversation backwards, so the last comment I see is my sister saying to Jim, both two people that I really like, I'm his mum, so I'm not. Thinking, oh my God, they're having an argument. And I've just spooled back through the conversation and it's basically Jim has asked if my nephew plays a trumpet and it's nice to say, no, he doesn't. You don't play a trumpet, do you?
No, I don't play any instruments. No?
Do you do anything artistic, creative, streaming or anything like that? You do what, sorry?
Design technology.
Okay. So what, I don't know what that means. That would mean a different thing from what it meant when I was at school 30 years ago.
My dad used to call it woodwork, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
CDT and
yeah.
Woodwork. IT was computers. I don't know. Yeah. Well, is this your first night watching this, right?
I saw you for like 2 minutes last night and then I was going to call up, but I don't have any data on my phone, so I have to install Skype.
Well, oh, you have to install Skype. I know, it's an old map. We looked at ways of doing WhatsApp and stuff. Well, tonight's show, I feel, is a little bit flat, a little bit flaccid.
Well, because we've had a few false starts, haven't we?
There's been technical issues, but stick with it, because generally it's just us dicking around.
And we do have a laugh.
Yeah, it's good, to be honest. I've been here for like an hour, like since the start. I was here when it was crashing as well. I just kept the app open and it worked.
Well, I didn't. What was your name? We didn't get your name.
Ben.
Hey, Ben, it's nice to meet you, mate. Thank you for calling, and we'll speak again.
Thank you. Right.
Cheers, Ben. Yeah. Tatty bye. Bye-bye. Everyone was on guard. And then we dropped our guards. It was like Christmas Day on that muddy football pitch in World War I's.
Yeah.
We got another one. Let's go for it. Let's just go for it.
Tell you what, I'm desperate for the loop. Can I know?
You go. I got this.
This water thing.
Let's just go for it. Grant, if you mute your Twitch, you've done it. Mute your Twitch stream.
Please don't take this person. I'm not avoiding you. I'll be back as quick as I can.
Grant, mute your Twitch stream.
Done it. Mute your Twitch.
Got it. Hey, man, how you doing?
Grant, mute your Twitch stream. Done it. Mute your Twitch. Got it.
He ain't got it.
I've got it, bro.
Have you got it?
I've got it, bro. It's a bit of a delay, though.
Have you got it?
I've got it,
bro. Is there a delay?
Yeah, I don't know why, though.
You got it.
Got it.
I'm putting the down a little bit. It's the way it goes sometimes. It's just computers, technology. What can we do for you, Grant?
So it's a bit of everything, really. Like, I've just tuned into you guys. I mean, found you like a few days ago. I've started doing like, well, I kind of want to do a podcast over like, you know, the quarantine period.
Yeah.
And basically just go from there and get some advice from you guys and stuff like that.
That's what we need. We need more podcasts. What advice? Well, okay. Pick our brains. We are multi-award-winning Cass Avena Slash. We are multi-award-winning broadcasters. That's not a lie. That's what we are. What would you like to know?
Well, see, what I used to do before I started, like, you know, doing all this stuff, I used to set myself goals anyway. So I had this idea a few years ago to do, like, 12 things to do in 12 months. So, you know, like a bucket list, but it'd be more like a, you know, one to do every single month type thing.
Yeah.
So that kind of pushes yourself out the boundaries. So it's kind of really just talking about them, really. But then I was like, well, I need 12 things to do this year. But obviously quarantine, that makes it a bit hard. So I was just trying to rattle you guys and your brains to see if there's any like new activities to do, kind of push yourself out the boundaries a bit.
You rattle me and I smash your face in. I can't see that. I don't know. He wants to do a podcast where he does 12 different things a month and pushes himself and he's rattling our brains.
One a month.
12 of the year. I don't know, because I'm an old man and I like doing nothing. I have this is one of the things I talked about in rehab, was they would say, so how many people do you know, if it wasn't for COVID, how many people would you be meeting on a daily basis? I said none. Okay, well maybe we should look at that. I said no. Let's not look at that. I said I've worked really, really hard so that I can structure my life around, so I see my kids and I see you and that's it. I said I chose a late night slot partly so I wouldn't have to see people. I enjoy it. I know it, for some addicts it could be a dangerous thing, but I like not seeing people. Okay.
You quite like your own routine, don't
I
you?
I love my own routine. So I would suggest for January you get addicted to heroin.
Oh no, I wouldn't. It's very Moorish, because you'd be doing the same in February, I guarantee it.
It's very, very Moorish. I don't know, because I don't do anything. I thought you wanted like technical advice. Technical advice we'd give you coming out of our ears. But in terms of, I mean, what kind of stuff do you want? What did you do last time?
So one thing I did last time, I did, one of the first things I did was sing an open mic night and like learn a guitar and then learn how to sing an open mic night. That was one of them. And you know when, like, the first time you get in front of people, you just, your balls drop through your ass.
And it's really Kath, like, will tell you about
all
that.
All the time, they don't stop.
I'm constantly having to pick her balls up and reinsert them through her anal passage, yeah. And it's one at a time. You know,
I mean, you don't have to do that. I wish you'd leave them alone.
I get great pleasure from it.
I don't.
I tell you what I did do last year, though. I did a stand-up comedian gig.
Yeah.
Did a stand-up gig, and turns out I'm not that funny.
Kath can tell you about that. I'm constantly having to push her balls through her ass. Okay, I saw a really interesting tweet from a person not really interested in at all, Alistair Campbell, who said one of the ambitions he set himself, it was over a longer period, was to brush up on his schoolboy German so that he could do an interview in German on German television or German radio about Brexit. And he did it.
Wow, okay.
And he did it. So do something where you've got to do something in foreign.
Oh, learn a language. That'd be a good one, actually.
But you have to then have like a conversation in public. Like you have to phone up, I don't know, a French phone-in radio show and talk to them in French.
Or something that's a bit more, I don't know, achievable. Ooh. Learn a song in a different language, like a pop song.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Sie lieb dich.
Yeah.
I mean, my first one for
Despacito
January,
or something.
Podcast up. So that's kind of the first one to go. So then it's just really thinking about 11 more to do. So I did like a stand-up comedy night and I told this massive joke and I thought it was really funny. You know the type of joke you tell down the pub and like people laugh a lot?
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate jokes. I don't like jokes because when people tell you jokes, there's just so much pressure on you to laugh. And I just don't like that interaction. I think it's bullying.
He does.
I do.
Yeah.
No. Well, we do not give you permission to tell the joke here.
No, I'm not. Don't worry. So when I told the joke at the open mic, it went down. It was like a good 10-minute joke and then hit the punchline and no fucker laughed.
A 10-minute joke? Sweet Lord Jesus. What?
Yeah, I had jokes in the middle of it as well. It's like quite a long joke. But yeah, hit the punchline and just dead silence. Like rotten balloon, like Don. So I was like, I picked the guitar up and started singing and saved myself that way.
Singing is weird, right? Because even if you're crap, once you go, and that was that, down and down, we are all genetically programmed to go.
Great work.
But we're not genetically programmed to laugh at a bad to laugh necessarily at a joke. So does the punchline, silence. But, oh, my baby, pretty little baby, making love to you tonight. You get that.
To be fair, when you go to an open mic and there's like a really bad singer, you always clap them more, don't you? To be fair.
Yeah, because it's like chutzpah. You admire the balls that they have not left on the stage. You admire the balls of someone to go out there and do it. So, but I think with stand-up comedy, there is a bit of a macho thing sometimes of, right, oh, right, you think you're going to make me laugh then. And so there's a little bit of defensiveness on both parts that can make it uncomfortable, especially when someone's new. Tricky. Yeah. Very tricky.
Tricky.
Well, I've got off my to-do list anyway, so that's done. Not doing
good. That. So you've got to think of like 12 things that you're going to... How would you find them? Well, why don't you put... I don't know. This is just off the top of my head. Put in how do I into Google and see what they suggest.
Let's see what it suggests for me. But if I do it on my Google, it'll be something vulgar. How
do
I... Keep my get a COVID test, cancel Amazon Prime, buy a Bitcoin, become a creator on Brawl Stars. Well, how do I do? That was a terrible idea. That's really not come up with anything.
I don't think your suggestions are very good. Let me have a look on mine.
Okay.
So it's one of them. Like another thing was like a random act of kindness. So it was like buying someone something off Amazon Prime for like less than £20, and then getting it sent to an address. Does that make sense? So that's like a nice thing to do. But like, obviously it's got to be one of your friends, otherwise you won't trust it. So I did that last year as well. But it's just other little things like, you know, build a rope swing and stuff that doesn't actually cost any money. But like, you can get a story out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that sounds like my pot of possibilities that I used to do for the kids. Doesn't it? I used to have this jar and I would have things in it like... carpet picnic or make a cake, whatever it might be for the kids. And we'd put it all in on bits of paper and we'd shuffle them up and every day they would pick one out. So it would be like it would be a game of chance. But, you know, some things were expensive and cost money, and a lot of things were free. But you just want something that's some sort of mechanism. If you put how do I learn in Google, you get suggestions. How do I learn to sing? How do I learn to love myself? How do I learn sign language? And then how do I learn Japanese? How do I learn to trust again? That could be a thing.
How can I mend a broken heart?
Yeah, how can you? Maybe you should do...
make a baby with a lady.
Practice that.
Yes, mate.
That one day.
Okay, well, Grant, listen, best of luck. I hope it works out. I hope you find some fun things to do. And that's cool. I don't know what's going on tonight. This is a strange old night, right?
Yeah. Feels like people are falling into our rabbit hole that haven't fallen in it.
Yeah, it's when they're all welcome. It's a call that we missed earlier.
Hello?
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 It's Ollie.
Hello, Ollie.
Ollie, have you shrunk? Did Gargamel get you and
again?
Shrink you? Sorry?
Am I shrinking again?
Ollie! Oh, no. You sound tiny.
I'll ring you back on Skype or something.
Okay. Ollie sounded tiny.
I sound very distant. I don't mean emotionally so.
I don't know if we got any bits from you, Ryan, but if you did, thank you very much indeed. Here's what we're doing. We're abandoning the quiz for tonight. Because the vibe, it's going off on a tangent.
Yeah.
So we're abandoning the quiz for tonight, but we will come back to it at some point. We need to talk about these because we forgot to do these in the first hour, and I'm aware that's very, very naughty. Gregorian, Emerson, Law, family solicitor. Hang on a minute. Ollie, we'll cut. All right, let's do Ollie.
Can't see. There he is. Hello.
Hello, Ollie. You've grown again.
Can I set you a series of challenges?
Set it for that fella, because we're not into challenges. I'm feeling very lazy at the moment.
Oh.
Well, tell us what the challenges are. Because if the challenges go to bed after the show, I accept.
I was going to do a series of them.
Yes.
One was, how long can you both hold your breath for?
Oh, I'll do that. We'll do that. All right, here we go.
Listen to all of them.
Oh, Jesus.
If I can remember them all. What is the longest word you can think of and spell? What is the biggest thing in the room you can balance on your head? And who can pull the ugliest face, and the chat decides who wins?
Okay, well, and what is this? Was this for just to give you the horn?
you're dancing monkeys now, are we? Is that what we're here for?
Oh, these are quiz. All right, these are quiz points. All right. Well, can I suggest? May I? Dave is saying, "How long can you leave a tenner on the floor without stealing it?" That's unfair. I would suggest. Not the picking things up
who's
in my
it?
Room.
Who is it? What's going on?
Okay. I don't know. But I'm up for the blow. What was it? Blowing a. Hold, what was it? Blow
holding,
a hole.
Holding your breath.
Holding your breath.
Yeah.
Ugly face. Yeah. And pushing. Longest was it pushing swelling. Balls up your bum? What?
What? Why are you obsessed with pushing things up bums?
But the last guy was talking about pushing the bum up
my balls.
Up my bum. Oh, I bet someone's done that.
I bet they have.
I bet people have done that, Ollie. I'm not suggesting you for a second. Sorry, but I bet people have done that. They've got a ball and put it up, a testicle ball, and put it up someone else's bum
hole.
What
if you've got, I bet some people, because, you know, the human body is a remarkable thing and everybody's different. I bet someone's got a really small taint and they can do it that easy.
Yeah.
They could probably do it just by sitting down.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone told me that's how you get really good pleasure is if you stick a bollock in.
It's how you get, it's how you get really good what, sorry?
Pleasure.
You said pleasures, didn't you? Plural. You stick a bollock in your own bollock. Oh, my kids are upstairs. Your own bollock.
I haven't tried it because it sounds painful, but that's what he told me.
I haven't really got one. Good pleasures.
I've heard of people sitting on them by accident and it hurts. I can't imagine purposefully.
How do you think about my challenges anyway?
Okay, I will stick a bollock in and see if I get really good pleasures.
Don't do it okay, now. I don't want to see that.
Give yourself a bollocking. Well done, Hoffa. Thank you. What? Right. I don't. Right. What, so go through them again.
So blow. I'm going to do the ones you accepted.
Yep.
Hold your breath for the longest, each of you, and whoever wins. Don't cheat. Longest word, and you've got to spell it and not do with the internet.
Okay. And then,
what's the other, pull the ugliest face, and the chat has to decide who wins.
All right. Okay. Close the chat. Close the chat for the moment, because right.
Okay. Tell okay. So, leave as well, because I want to watch it.
Can you? Well, can you? Why are you not looking at us on? Can you see us on Skype?
I'm getting out the bar.
Oh God! Talking about pleasures while he's got nothing on.
Imagine if he slipped and a bollock went up. It just an awful situation. But it was a bollock that was just lying on the floor. Imagine that. I wonder if there's been
that happens a lot to people. I had a friend who was an emergency nurse, and people used to fall on all kinds of things
that had condoms on.
Yes,
quite often. Right. Sorry, it's getting too vulgar. I apologise. We've brought you down to our level, and we should be climbing up to yours. So apologies.
Naked.
All right. But how do we time the breath thing then? If you're not the arbiter.
Oh well, you just What, so I count? Do I count?
Well, you have to be the judge of it.
Oh, but then I can't see. You have to just be... No, you hold your breath at the same time. You go 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Hold your breath on 0. All right. And then whoever goes, like that, they're the loser.
Okay, here we go. You count this
in. I'm putting the phone down.
Hang on, what are you doing? You're putting the phone down?
Yeah, because I want to watch it.
So is that the end of the call?
Yeah, but then the chat will decide, won't they?
Well, the chat would... Right, we're just doing this one. We're not doing any of the other ones. Right, here we go.
The other ones are good.
Goodbye. Okay, here we go. Oh, we need Ollie to count us in. Sorry.
Bring him back.
Hey Jerry, nice to see you, mate. Okay, let's see. Could you count us in, please? Oh my God! No!
I'm going to get up.
Good. I don't know what I'm looking at, though. I can see his hair in a curve. Right. So just count us in and I'll cut you off very quickly.
3, 2, 1, 0.
You're cheating. What was that?
That was how much I could have... That was what I was stealing from you. So that's why finally I've won a game. 3-1.
Well done, a breathing game.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.